And so you made it through. Have you had like a lot of rain?
No, we haven't had a lot of rain. But apparently this whatever that went through last night is going to be our big break. So we're headed back to the 80s.
Oh, good. So you can wear your leg warmers.
Oh, God, yeah.
And that was a double-pronged joke. 80s could mean cooler temperatures, so you need leg warmers, but 80s can also mean the 1980s.
You know, when you have to explain.
I was just marveling at how clever it was. Someone needed to point it out, and it wasn't going to be you. No, ma'am.
No, sir.
No puns.
I love puns.
Lowest form of comedy. So they say.
I don't think so.
Really? What's lower than a pun? How about pie in the face, slapstick?
I hate zany.
I know you do. So did Ken Stevens. Pies and faces are okay.
Pie in the face is okay if it's like a genuine, wait, what? Like, comes out of nowhere. Like, you're not expecting it.
You seldom expect it.
But I've also been very concerned for people who get the pie in the face. And maybe this is my own
right
injured face. Would the pie tin hurt?
Well, what you don't know is that there are horror stories because Columbia was such a very cheap studio that when the Three Stooges would do pie fights, they would scrape up residual pie goo, put it back in plates and throw it again. It would have like nails in it from the studio. Right?
There's so many disgusting things about that.
I know. Yeah. Mo Howard wrote about it in his book. They had to recycle residual goo.
Whipped cream.
Goo. I doubt it was whipped cream because whipped cream wouldn't hold up under the lights. If you want to talk about recycling residual goo, you also have to see the movie Boogie Nights.
Oh my God. So that's actually a good film.
I love it. Paul Thomas Anderson. You know who his father was?
Wes?
No, Ernie. I say this like you should know it.
I don't.
You know his voice, though. He was the guy that would say, coming up tonight on ABC, it's The Love Boat. Fantasy Island preceded by The Love Boat tonight on ABC. And he would also, he did the end, he would do America's Funniest Home Videos is back with Tom Bergeron.
We were driving home through Florida. There was a place called DeLand, D-E, capital L-A-N-D.
Mm-hmm.
And we're driving fast, and Dan.
Yeah.
He goes, that's what Tattoo said after the plane. After the plane touched down.
Sure, he had, Dan took his funny pills. There's puns.
It was actually, Dan took a couple funny pills. There's one joke I was going to steal from him, but since he's sitting in here with me, and he's very pleased with himself, I'll let him keep that one. It'll come up later.
All right. I thought of a joke today that I hadn't told in a while that I do enjoy very much.
Go on.
Thank you for your enthusiasms. The guy goes up to the librarian and says, do you have any books about paranoia? She says, they're right behind you.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's just silly.
Silly.
It's silly. We have no time for silly or zany.
No.
Not even if dude laughs.
He's cake, she's cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Laughing dude. Who just left?
Laughing dude, my favorite dude.
Who just left?
That was Betsy.
Why is she, all of a sudden we start the show and all of a sudden she's not going to be here anymore?
There is nothing about Betsy she's currently driving us insane. She's going through what I hope is a phase.
Well, you told me in your show prep, by the way, I'm sorry we're starting late. And my mom still hasn't posted.
Oh, really?
So she might do a walk-on. Who knows? She needs... You know what she needs?
I don't.
She needs a thermometer box. Oh, by the way, this is Cake and Cookies, a bi-weekly multicultural show in which we try to explain by comparison, by virtue of comparison, that your life isn't so bad. I'm Cake.
I'm Cookie.
And my mom needs the thermometer box.
Can we... Okay, I... Speaking of cultural nuances, etc.
Nuances.
Also, cake and cookies and food. I almost called you yesterday because I'm having... Gah!
What are you doing? We spoke of her, and look, she's here. Come say hi to Katie. My mom's here. This will be her cake and cookies debut.
No, she's been on before.
No, but I don't... But look.
Hi.
Hi.
To the microphone, please.
Oh, hi.
Closer.
How you doing?
Hi, Katie.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I can't hear her.
Everyone's a producer. I can't hear her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I just was traumatized.
Why?
I was driving over here and a spider dropped down on a web in front of me inside my car.
Now, you just saw a spider too, right? I mean, you were wildly gesticulating the moment my mom came in. What? It was a moth?
It was a moth.
Yeah.
That's not as bad as a spider.
Probably not.
And not driving.
Boxed by the printer. You see, my mom is going to hoodwink Amazon.com. She bought 2 instant read thermometers and it broke like immediately. And she had thrown away her packaging, but she bought me one too. And I still have my packaging. She's going to swap out the
packaging. Back in the good packaging.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Did you find the box? Don't steal my printer.
Linus!
What?
Can I have these batteries?
No, you can't have the batteries. Linus is beside himself because he did not know Shay Shay was coming today.
He's got a full body wag.
Oh, yeah. If he's any happy, he's going to hit his eyes with his tail. And he squints.
He's going to catch it.
No, it's a design flaw. He's not even chasing it. When I come home, he'll wag his tail hard enough and it's long enough that it hits him in the face. So he gets used to this. And so when I come home, he looks at me and squints. Now I think in his little walnut-sized brain, he thinks that when I come home, something's going to hit him in the face. But what he doesn't realize is it's his own tail.
It's him. Yeah.
He needs to control himself. He was ignoring me last night because I was telling him to get off the couch because we were eating, and he gets on the couch and he waits and he stares. And I said, Linus, you can't have this. And so he put his face down and he wasn't paying any attention to me.
NFP is what that is.
What's that?
Not for puppies.
Right. And I said, Linus, and he didn't even move his ears or his eyes or anything, but his tail went. He can't control it. He can't control it.
It's a giveaway.
It is a dead giveaway. He would be horrible in a horror film. Like the zombies coming in. It's like, and he'd be on the bed and you'd hear. He lacks self-control.
Well.
Is the moth still there?
Turned on the light so it'll go. It keeps trying to fly towards the computer screen.
Now, are you meaning to tell me that moth will be attracted? Can you come up with a way to describe?
Like a moth to a flame. I figured I'd give it something else to fly toward. I don't have any lights on in here.
I was thinking.
Bye.
That's a good Sharon walk on. Thank you for coming
great.
In.
Sure.
The last time that the Summer Olympics happened, I wrote, "If only there was an adequate way to describe the size of that swimming pool."
Oh. So I turned on a light.
I guess the librarian joke was better. Yes, turned on the light and the moth, gone. She's gone.
I'm hoping, here's Betsy, she's back. She, like I said, is going through something and she's making everyone in the house crazy.
In what way?
The only thing that we can figure is that it is an intense FOMO. She will...
Fear of missing out, people should know.
She will just start barking at whatever or whomever is closest to her.
Right.
And it has taken us about 2 weeks to figure out what the problem is. She's fighting a nap.
She doesn't want to sleep?
Right. She's like, oh, God.
She's like a kid.
Yeah. So she will bark and bark and bark and bark and bark and then collapse.
She's the anti-Carrie.
She's the Antichrist.
No. She's not as bad as all that. But Carrie loves to nap and will nap always.
Right.
And Betsy, not so much.
It's incessant. So she'll go like right up in Presley's face and just bark and bark and bark and bark.
Well, that, you know, and Presley's got a precious little psyche, very delicate little psyche. She doesn't need that.
No. So you can hear her roll her eyes in the other room. And then the next thing you know, you'll look and Betsy's head is down and her eyes are just squeezed shut.
Can't she just had to nap, but she didn't want to miss out.
Mm-mm.
What if you got her some like puppy uppers so she could fight the sleep?
Some puppers?
Yeah, puppy puppers. Yes.
I really don't think she needs any more energy.
Well, she needs to ration it because she can't be doing what she does. That's a no good, as they say.
It is obnoxious, and it just bark, 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 bark.
Now, you've of your 3 dogs, they all have their pluses and minuses. If you were to do a T-chart, things we like about them and things that trouble us. Is that the most annoying habit of all three of them through the history of all the dogs?
Dan?
No, I don't want to know about Dan's annoying habits.
Okay, I will not turn his microphone on. The most annoying habit of the three of them.
Well, I remember it was horrible when Judd was vaping.
Yeah. I mean, we had to, getting him off of that was a big.
And also finding the oil that tasted like gravy.
I would say it probably is the most annoying.
Uh-huh. Certainly the noisiest.
Yes. But Presley, when she gets fixated on something.
Yes. What's her last fixation?
Well, the last time she went into timeout, it was because she wouldn't let Betsy in the house.
It's a weird power dynamic.
What's even stranger is how she reacted when we got home from Florida.
She being Presley or she being Betsy?
Presley.
Oh, how did Presley react?
So Presley went and stayed with Grandpa.
Okay.
Grandpa.
Ah.
Okay. And then our friend came and house sat with Judd and Betsy.
Okay.
Okay.
Why split them up?
Because three is very tough.
Okay. That makes sense.
And because Presley is the toughest.
Yes.
Well, she will actively, like, sometimes Betsy gets afraid of her.
She's tough as nails.
Mm-hmm.
Strong woman.
She's particular.
Like Betty
Some
Davis.
Some might say she was destined to be an only dog.
And yet you destroyed destiny.
Oh,
you
sure did.
Fought destiny.
Sure did. With that damn baby, we really ruined things.
Yeah, what you did is you ruined everything.
So ruined. So we went and picked up Presley and then came back to the house. And it was like she'd been at the spa. The spa?
Spa. Aw.
She gets home and she is so excited and she's so happy to see Betsy.
Really?
But Betsy is like very unsure of the whole thing. She even had like a little half mohawk while she was in her little play bow.
Like her hair stood up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't know about this bitch.
Oh, and you know what? She probably, again, I refer back to the walnut-sized brain.
Mm-hmm.
She probably she's out of my life. She thought, this is another situation where we got through it and it's done.
She's gone. Oh,
thought it was another solved situation. So that one's gone and can move on. Now we just got
to
get rid of
changes to John Elton.
Yeah.
The bitch is back.
So what you did is you teased her and you ruined everything.
Yeah.
And so she's like, no backsies.
Right.
So the play bow had hair stand. So that's not good.
But Dan.
So how does Presley deal with the fact that she's not being embraced when she's putting so much love out there?
Presley's fine. She is what she is. I think now that Betsy's a little bit bigger, she doesn't actively stalk her anymore.
Okay.
But she will sit, you know how there's four steps that go to the TV room?
Yeah.
Okay. At the top of those steps, you can see the kitchen door.
Yes.
And then both back doors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Betsy will go like stick her head up in the window of one of the doors. And if she sees Presley, she goes and hides.
You love this.
It gets a little bit obnoxious because we have to go let her into Presley's not.
You love this. It's something to do during a pandemic.
It's an all day, every day. You got to go check the doors and see if Betsy's locked outside again.
It's like dog chess.
It's a thing.
Do you ever look in the window and Dan hides?
Dan has moved his office back upstairs.
Good.
Call that hiding.
Yeah, I don't know. Sure.
smart. Call it what you will.
I thought the move was a nice touch. The deadbolt maybe a bit over the top.
a little over the top.
But he's fine. He's fine. And Dan's doing okay in the pandemic?
Let's ask him.
Still has a sense of smell? Dan, do you have your sense of smell?
Uh-oh.
Do you have your sense of volume? Board op error.
Yes, that's on me.
I'm being silenced.
Can you hear him okay?
Make Dan great again. Yes, I can.
We can't.
I know. No, he can't be what he never was, Kenny. I love Dan, and Dan, your sense of smell is okay.
He just gasped in horror.
At my love?
You said he was never great.
No, that was simply a joke. It was simply a joke. Always great and getting better all the time. Can we change the topic?
Sure.
Dan, how's your sense of taste?
My taste is excellent.
Taste buds. Hey,
look
bud.
Look at me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
What's for dinner tonight to rock those taste buds?
I don't know. We haven't even discussed this yet.
Well, no time like the present.
It's 3 o'clock and we had breakfast.
Well, so you're ahead of schedule or behind?
I think we're behind. I mean, mine will probably be a protein shake of some sort.
I had a peach for breakfast.
Ooh, from yes. Georgia?
No, from Costco. Okay. So, also great. It felt like a local peach.
I really need to get back to what we started on.
Okay, which was what?
The cultural nuances?
Oh, yeah. Dan, we'll see you soon.
Dan is right smack in the middle of this because he...
Then my statement is even truer than I thought. We're seeing him real soon.
Yes.
Okay.
He was the one that was at the grocery store having the meltdown.
Okay. What grocery store do you inhabit?
Where did you go?
I believe this was Publix.
Okay. Right in front of your face. Got it? Throw the pillows on the floor in front of you. I'm sorry, Judd.
Boy, those pillows sound heavy.
Well, he threw Judd, not the pillow. I'm kidding. He took the pillow out from under Judd.
Oh, so now everyone's having a bad day. Judd doesn't have his pillow.
Oh, no, Judd's spreading out. He's like, I got so much room now.
So Publix is that's an outfit in the southern part of these United States.
So I wanted to, I'm doing this little shower thing, and I want to make a...
Finally, we were going to talk to you about that.
Polenta mini muffins.
Okay.
Not muffin, but polenta mini thingies. So I sent Dan to the store.
It's essentially it's fried grain. It's like scrapple with no pork snouts in it. That's what polenta's
fried.
Like. It can be.
It can be, but okay, so Dan Anything goes to the be. Store to pick up polenta because I want to go from scratch, so I want the package of the dry stuff.
Sure.
And he asked like three different people, Dan, please tell me... What happened? I got frantic texts. I got a phone call with the masked up. Well, thanks. So yeah. I'm trying to figure out if polenta is something else. Is it grit?
It's like grits, but it's not. I mean, it's different.
I mean, this is a big grocery store.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, babe, what happened?
Well, I don't know. I wandered about the store. Up and down every aisle I could possibly think of, around the corn, around the rice, around the flour, maybe produce could be.
How about international foods?
I did. I thought perhaps, you know, it could be Mexican.
Yes. Right by the Jesus candles.
Yeah. I did get some hot sauce balls over there, so it wasn't a total loss, but
Cholula mm-hmm. with the iconic wooden cap.
I almost wore my iconic wooden cap today. Not very comfortable.
So why would a grocery store not have polenta?
Maybe it is something known as demand. There might not be a lot of demand for polenta down there.
Do you think it's because of grits?
And the kissing of them?
Kiss my grit.
It could be because they're quite similar, but...
Are they the same?
No. They're just similar. The way you and I are similar.
I was Googling.
But
I was trying to help him, and he asked
Maybe you need to buy some online polenta.
Well, we do have the whole... I looked up... So we have Amazon Prime, so I went and clicked on the Whole Foods button, and I looked, and you can see what they have there.
Uh-huh.
They do have polenta.
See?
Many different kinds.
Yeah.
So I can get it from Whole Foods, but it doesn't seem like it's a fancy pants kind of...
No, it just might be, it might be a demand thing. I don't know. I've never bought polenta. I've had it.
I've made polenta before, but in like Reston.
Reston polenta? That was my old DJ name.
Reston polenta.
Sounds like someone who does very well in graphic design, doesn't it? Who did your kitchen? Well, the wallpaper is an original Reston polenta.
So I guess I'm just going to have to go to the Whole Foods.
Yeah.
But I want to make a grilled jalapeno polenta.
I like that. That sounds very good. I would like that. And also, you know, that spicy foods will encourage her to go into labor. How long, how far along is she?
Oh, God. Okay.
10 months?
She's close. And unfortunately, not unfortunately, like she's, it's hot. And
yeah,
she's,
sure.
She's miserable.
Gotta be.
The baby, Evie, she flipped last week.
One takes this risk when one bangs in January.
So her due date is 10/10.
Yeah, so you could drive her into labor if you go with the heavy jalapenos.
Well, she can't taste anything.
What, because she has COVID?
She did.
Ah, and the sense of taste hasn't come back?
Has not. She says, though, that she is getting back sensations, like if something is sour.
Yes.
Or if something is spicy, which is why I want to make the jalapeno.
Which is why you gave her lemons soaked in hot sauce.
Well, wait, okay, so there's going to be little lemon bundt cakes.
Okay.
I'm doing the food.
Yes, so I can tell.
I am trying to like keep things in mind. Like we're going to have pink raspberry and pink lemonade.
Okay, tart again.
So, little things, so hopefully she can enjoy herself. A little bit.
Well, I mean, just the sensation of it.
Yeah, that's all she's got right now. Yeah.
How about an ice cube? Just something cold.
Just something cold.
What is that? Eating ice cubes? That should be all right.
Snow cones.
Love it. Had them at Julia's graduation party because the Chubbucks had a snow cone machine.
I used to, when I was little, I had a Snoopy snow cone machine.
Had to hand crank it though, right?
Yes,
I remember the one. It was in the Best catalog.
I believe we got it from Best.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now no longer with us, the Best company. Mm-mm. Well, they got demoted to second best and then third best. Do you remember their logo? It was like a small B and then a larger E and then a larger S and then a big T.
And my wasn't it brown?
Red, I think.
Red, but on a brown background?
But my dad used to call it Best because the letters got bigger.
I tell you, I loved... really loved Best. And the other thing that I really loved was I felt like I'd won something anytime we'd get the JCPenney catalog.
Yes. That was good. You know, I liked W. Bell and Company in Falls Church.
I didn't have that where I grew up.
They had records. Like to browse the records at W. Bell and Company, sure. Lots of defunct companies. Everything's closing now.
Yeah.
Costco's open today. Costco's not open tomorrow. That's why my mom had to come over today because she's got to go to Costco. I think we all know why. Wine.
Oh, I was like, I don't know.
I mean, she can go, you know, she can go days and days without pork chops or something like that. But
real food.
Yeah. When the sad look of her holding the bottle up, go down. Chardonnay, not the oaky kind.
She prefers the buttery.
I've had it yelled at me many times. Not the oaky kind.
Speaking of, hey, Beeb.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Hey.
Hey.
Could I have a glass of wine?
I will allow it.
The oaky kind?
Would you get it for me?
Yes.
Now. Please?
Yes.
It is
right now.
So right now. It's so funny because Dan is so not on camera that he's almost like the show's announcer to me. You turned his mic off now?
Yeah. I mean, he is setting it down.
Sure.
He doesn't have a stand.
Well, I was thinking maybe he could, if it was wireless, he could take us into the kitchen with him.
It's got a really long cord, but I don't think it's that
I
long.
Just saw him leave. He's off on a mission, on another Dan adventure.
To I have to keep my headphones off for a second.
All right.
Just pad for a second.
All right.
Please. What is that noise?
Your headphones are still on.
No, no, no.
I'm not hearing it.
He's getting the ice from the refrigerator.
Paranoid much?
Well.
You demanded a drink.
I didn't I asked.
You, anytime you use the phrase right now, takes it to the next level.
I'm parched.
And so nothing better for that than wine.
Well, sometimes the ice maker, it's a little confusing because it wasn't working for a long time, but then I fixed it.
How? Did you thaw it out?
No. I changed the water filter.
That'll do it.
I didn't know that you had to do that. So 5 years into our refrigerator. Yeah.
Adulting is hard.
The ice stops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And after days and days of tepid beverages, you said, this is BS. This has to stop.
I didn't know. There was a lot of Googling, and then I ordered the thing, and I didn't realize, like, you were technically supposed to change them every 3 months.
Oh, I think that's a bit, I think every 6 months will be fine, like going to the dentist.
Yeah, well, 5 years doesn't cut it.
No, well, then you don't get ice.
The water, and what was crazy, so I figured out how to crack open the refrigerator. It's in the roof of the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured out how to crack it open and change it. And I don't know if this is gross or what.
Right.
It was heavy.
It might not all be sediment.
A lot of stuff in there.
They get heavy because they're full of water, too. You know.
No, it was.
I'm not giving you an out here. Why don't you jump on the raft, baby?
So I did that. So somebody asked last week if we'd done any pandemic projects.
Yes.
So I did that. I also took the dryer apart.
Why? Was it broken or are you just bored?
It was. Just to see how it worked.
So many belts.
So it wasn't drying the clothes very well.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, okay, we'll probably need to clean out the...
The chute.
Yeah.
The foil tube that is the hot air. It's essentially the exhaust.
It wasn't the foil tube that I needed to clean out, though. I actually had to...
Oh, go inside?
Go inside, which for me...
The call is coming from inside the dryer.
I had to, because it's a stackable, I had to get a ladder. And then I put on... we have...
But to be fair, Katie, if you need a wine glass from your kitchen cabinet, you need to get the ladder.
Okay, no, that's not what. Okay. So.
I'm talking small.
I broke into the hurricane gear because we've got like a bunch of flashlights and like battery powered lanterns and like the kind you can wind and they, you know.
The Snoopy snow cone thing.
Yes, exactly.
But it's a lantern instead of a dessert thing.
So we have these lights and they came as part of a set. They're little headlamps. Like,
yes, I'm familiar with them. And nobody looks as cool as you do when you're wearing a light on your head.
Well, and you have to keep everything unplugged. You can't have any power going into the dryer when you're putting your head in there.
Which
for me, it wasn't even my head. It was like arms and shoulders. I was all
knees and toes?
I was in there.
Yeah, like a Wiggles song.
I was in there.
Oh, yes.
So I had to unscrew the whole front part of the dryer. It was a whole thing.
What day did you do this? Was it a weekday or a weekend?
It was definitely a weekday, like just a random Wednesday. I got tired of the dryer not drying. And then I checked the chute thing. Totally fine. So like it's got to be in here.
Right. We're going in.
And my Lord. So I take the whole front off the dryer and then I take the whole inside portion where you put the screen.
Yeah. Now, at what point do you have and I've done things like this before. I've done projects like this before. And I know this happened. At what point in the project did you stop down and pause and think, what if I can't get it back together?
Oh, okay. I know that moment, that exact moment.
By the way, I just got a text from Carrie that I find not troubling, but beguiling. Because she went tubing today.
Uh-huh.
And out of the blue, I get a note. 3:19 p.m. What kind of pie would you like?
Apple.
Well, I'm not going to. I said choices. I can't just. I mean.
That's true. Because I mean, oh. Okay, so what are the choices?
I haven't heard back yet.
Oh my god!
The text is coming from outside the house. I'm wondering. She probably is like at a farmer's market type deal, and they probably have choices. Apple is a good runner.
Just get any.
But you know what?
They're all going to be good.
Peach.
You don't like peach pie?
No, I love peach pie.
Oh, okay.
If it's good.
Any pie. You can't lose.
Cherry pie? She's my cherry pie.
I love cherry pie.
It's a great song. And then, of course, shepherd's pie, which is ground beef and mashed potatoes, also great.
There's a place here that has a food truck called Pie Society, and it's everything from fruit pies to chicken pot pies to...
Well, they have a lot. You know what they have? Someone found a good recipe for crust.
They're English.
And they're going, well, forget it. That's the enemy. My memory, listen, I don't know how forgetful you are, but a little something went down in 1812 that wasn't so cool. Jerks.
Okay.
Tried to burn down the White House.
I remember the moment where I was.
Thank God for Dolly Madison. Saved a lot of the artwork. Buckets. The Bucket Brigade.
The Bucket Brigade. Okay. The moment where I thought...
Oh, that there's no going back.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's always that moment.
Was when I took... So, the screen...
Yes.
That slides down in. You take the screen off. Throw it away. And then on the inside, I am literally on a ladder with... my shoulders and the headlamp unscrewing the thing that the screen goes into.
Yeah.
And I get that part off. And then there's another part that has to come off.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh dear.
I might be. Did you?
Levels deep in.
Did you look at this on YouTube before you did it, or you just go in and did it?
I just did it. I didn't ask for directions. I didn't look at a manual. I did not. I was just like, oh, well, I need to get down in there. Well, okay, first I got the ladder and I pulled the screen out and I peeked down into the lint.
And I know what else you did. You also, when you put your, you probably talked because it echoed. You wanted to hear how it sounded.
Probably. And then I got the, I got the.
Predictable. We both are.
I got the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
With the long
hose
attachment.
Yeah. Does your vacuum suck?
It both sucks and blows. So I get the long attachment. It won't fit. Not even close. It's just not going. It's not going in there.
What is a woman to do?
Well, I did get my little hand in there, and that's when I realized. Oh, now this could be real bad.
Yeah, because it's going to get stuck, and then you know, Dan finds you 3 days later, and you're dehydrated.
Well, he has to walk past. It's when you go into the kitchen is where the laundry. He would have seen me.
He's not observant.
That's accurate, 100%.
And he's focused.
Least observant man, and this is something he will freely admit.
Yeah,
is one of his favorite things to say when we're like cleaning or whatever. Is you see things that I don't. And there's usually like a break in the voice and there's desperation.
Well, he's frustrated. He wants that talent. He wants that skill.
I don't think he wants it. Dan, would you?
I don't want your life.
What the hell was that?
Was that Forrest Gump?
Oh, that was the James Vanderbeek from the football movie.
Oh.
Friday Night Lights?
No, before that.
And sure? At exactly 3:28:27, that's when the show stopped.
I don't. Thanks, Dan.
You guys gave me a microphone.
I didn't give you a microphone. She sees things I don't see.
This one's on me. It's on me.
All right, new rule. No James Vanderbeek references on the show.
Go on, Dan.
It is fine.
Okay. So yeah, my
he has a big forehead. James Vanderbeek does.
Oh, Varsity Blues. That's where Varsity the whipped Blues. Cream bikini thing was, right?
Oh yeah, I might allow that. Uh-huh. I'll allow it, but watch yourself, counselor.
Okay.
Now, was Vanderbeek wearing the whipped cream?
No, that was Allie Larder.
Oh, I thought it was maybe. Could it have been? What was the one that? Oh, Carrie's calling. Hold on.
You got to find out about that pie. You take that call.
Carrie, you are on Cake and Cookies. What kind of pie? Oh, it might be a... Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Oh.
They've got... Now they have left pecan, cherry, pumpkin, but they're $18.
Wow, that's a lot even for a pecan pie. I will pass.
And I'll just get some vegetables and stuff.
All right, are you at like a farmer's market?
Yeah, what can I look for?
Tomatoes. Uh-huh. Get good tomatoes and say hi to...
I got two huge ones.
All right, and say hi to Katie.
Hi.
Hi.
She says hi back.
Corn. Get corn.
She says Katie would like us to have some sweet corn.
Do you think you need any, like, applesauce or anything?
No, I don't think so.
I do.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Love you. Bye. But... If we have applesauce here, that doesn't mean you have applesauce.
Yeah, well, I am no longer allowed to eat solid foods.
I just got a picture of the pies.
Oh, $18.
That's awful. Ooh. High. And they're not huge. You can get a big, big pecan pie at Costco for less than that and eat it for days.
$18 is a lot. If it was later in the day and not a holiday weekend, you could probably negotiate.
$10 pie?
12.
10. Why go in at 12?
13.
That's unlucky.
What? Yes.
Well, what were we James Vander speaking about?
I don't remember.
Oh, Allie Larder.
Doesn't see, yeah.
I thought it might be Tara Reid. That's what I was going to say.
No, I think it's Allie. Is it Allie Larder?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yay. Look at me.
Okay. No, and then... No more James Vanderbeek
There's
references.
There's a big difference between Tara Reid and Allie Larder.
Well, especially now. I think back in the day, maybe not so much. And you don't need to be bitter about Tara Reid. She has her demons.
No, I mean, it's not her. She got some. No, she's fine.
Yeah, thank you.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, fine, more of a, not like fine period or fine with an exclamation point, more like fine dot, dot, dot. She's fine.
I have always found Allie Larder to be a very, very attractive woman.
Yeah, I agree. So, I agree. So that's fine. Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
So you're in the dryer.
Yeah, and I got it and I cleaned it and... I didn't have any leftover parts.
That's a good idea. That's a good thing. And the dryer is working better now?
Oh, yes.
And you got the goo out of it?
All of it.
She's older than I thought. She's only 5 years younger than me. Allie Larder is.
She's 42?
1976. So in February, she turned 44.
What day?
February 28th, the last day of the month, unless it's a leap year.
I wonder. That's just the day, you know?
Oh, maybe. Could be. 76 was a leap year.
Okay.
And the bicentennial, which brings me back.
How did you know it was a leap year?
Well, it's every 4 years.
Well, how do you, but. 76, 80,
84, 88, 92, 96, 2000. This is a leap year this year.
It was, yes.
Yeah. And you just go by fours.
I understand how it works.
Were you just surprised that I knew it offhand?
Yeah. Yeah.
The stuff that I don't know could fill a book, but there are a lot of things I do know, and leap year, that's one of them.
That is bizarre.
Listen, it was also the bicentennial, and that brings me back to Dolly Madison and the burning brigade. Of the White House and the Bucket Brigade and the War of 1812 and why we must never, ever trust Margaret Thatcher.
How you doing, Rob?
As far as what?
I don't know. Just how you doing?
I'm fine, I guess. Fine, dot, dot, dot.
Okay. So I went to Florida.
Yes, you did. Now, this was why we did not do a show last week, because you were in great pain, and also staring down a procedure.
Well,
how sweet is it of Carrie to call and ask if I want pie? That's nice.
I think that's really super sweet.
I like that. All right. So you're facing a procedure.
I think she asked you what kind of pie you wanted before she saw the price tag.
Yeah, I think that that would be one of those situations where she'd like to take a text back. What kind of mythical pie would you like to not have?
Well, I wasn't supposed to have a procedure. I was supposed to have
a checkup. I'm sorry.
Well, not even a checkup. I was going to a brand new doctor for me. I'd never been to this doctor. Super like top in the world.
Yeah.
As far as maxillofacial.
But oh, it was so it wasn't plastic surgery.
No, not this time.
I was going to say things can be augmented, lifted. Anything can be done.
Boy, sneaking right up on those.
Guy is known because remember, I think we discussed in a previous show, your other doctor treated you badly.
Well, it left the practice.
Doesn't matter. That's treating you badly. Left you out in the cold. Didn't take you with him.
Right. Which I think we sort of figured out why.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't really treat me.
Why?
The things that are wrong with me, there are very few treatments for it.
Right.
And even fewer people who even attempt it.
Okay, I understand.
And he wanted to do a jaw replacement on the right side of my face, which is where I had, in 2018, I had the big surgery where he moved, like, the muscle flap. And
I remember. A very graphic episode of this very podcast.
We had found out that the muscle flap has slipped out of place.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm back to having bone on bone.
Oh, okay. Ugh.
Yeah. That's just the right side. Turns out the left side is the bad, bad side.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were gonna make this political.
In that case.
Stop it. That's right. Okay. So you said, hey, Sawbones.
Well, they did. I started at 7 AM, so we drove down to
You gotta do the whole backstory. This is not like it's up the street.
No, we had to go to St. Petersburg, so it was about
Florida.
5.5 hours. It rained the entire way, so it was more like 6.
Right.
As opposed to the 5 hours, 18 minutes that I expected.
Yeah, did you do it on the Waze?
Yes, we used Waze. Wonderful. I was allowed to make one stop at a roadside where I saw what I felt was just the truth of Florida.
What did you see?
There was... I walked into the rest stop so I could go, you know, tinkle.
Yeah.
And an elderly man standing outside. It's raining.
He's right.
Standing outside the door, smoking a cigarette. And then on my way out, he throws his cigarette butt on the ground, puts his mask on, and walks back to his car. So I feel like just a big bowl of almost.
That's confusing. A lot of stuff playing there.
A lot to unpack.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. I like it.
I like it. I think I texted Mike.
Yeah, it probably did. Was it Mike?
No.
Okay,
no,
good,
no.
Good, good. Okay, just making sure.
No, it was a very, very frail elderly man.
Okay. Well, you know, the smoking, that'll take the weight right off.
I was just like, ah.
So was the mask, when one smokes with a mask, does one take it all the way off or did he have it like hanging on one ear or under his chin? What did he do?
I didn't see it on him. So I think he must have had it in his hand or something.
Sure. Or maybe his pocket.
Perhaps a pocket.
So he put his mask to go back to his car.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the safest place to be.
Bless.
Yeah, well, God bless. So in about 6 hours, you get to St. Petersburg?
Yep.
Florida? And because this is not a day trip, you actually took a hotel room.
Yes. The actual, you can't travel on the day of your appointment. They only take one patient a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I started out at 7 AM. What? am I useless at 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
Let me tell you. I can barely take care of myself 7 a.m.
And you had to be at the doctor's office at 7?
Yeah, ready to go.
Yeah, cranky. Show up.
Yeah. And I was all amped up. So I woke up at like 4:30-ish and was just like, I was really concerned I would oversleep.
Well, you didn't.
Nope.
As a matter of fact, you erred on the side of safety by getting up 2.5 hours early.
Why, yes. And it was one block away.
So did you make it on time?
Dan drove me.
Of course.
We weren't exactly sure of where it was in relation to where we were.
Despite
the maps, every map that we looked at had, like, there was like, okay, is it 3 blocks away? Is it 1 block away? Because when you have a, like, we were in a big hotel, the kind that's like the whole block.
Yeah.
And it never makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, I guess you're right, because it's an entire street.
Plus, it had been raining the entire time.
All right, you keep saying that, and I'm going to call you on it. It may have slowed your travel, but rain is not going to make it harder to find your doctor's office.
No, no, no. I didn't want to get all soaking wet on the way to... like to walk there.
Oh, I understand. Okay, now.
So yeah, not, I didn't want to. I didn't.
You're not doing a Milli Vanilli?
Because, like, the protocols that they send you beforehand.
Protocols.
Blame it on the rain.
Protocols.
I wasn't sure if I know you had to, like, ring the doorbell and then they would come out and take your temperature. They won't let you inside.
No, so secret knock?
I didn't. And this was the other thing. I panicked on the way down because I didn't take a raincoat.
Yeah.
Always are you have using, a raincoat.
Are you using slang for condoms?
No.
Just making sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, people get to a hotel. So. Wah, wah, wah.
Waka, waka. So get there at 7 a.m. And I mean, it's like full on both doctors and the PA
right
in the room with me asking questions.
PA meaning physician's assistant or a microphone?
They're both standing there and I'm like, can you just turn it down a little bit? It's awfully early. It's awfully, awfully early.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to look at her jaw. Step right up. Thank you.
What kind of pain have you been having?
Katie
here.
Forbes. You see, and I've got this other board. I don't have the echo thing anymore. I'm talking into a thermo flask. It's like doing 1920s radio here.
So,
Dolly Madison, please put the fire out at the White House.
Bucket Brigade.
Dolly Madison. Madison.
Shoot, I snarked in my wine.
Well, a horrible waste of grapes.
So, I mean, they just dive right into it. And all right. It is a full history of me.
Right.
And what?
I said right. I mean, brand new doctor.
And it's two doctors.
Right.
And I was both of them the whole day. It was,
and they're identical twins, right?
No, no. Well, I'm not sure underneath the mask.
Did you say, I'm sensitive to faces. Can we do this without masks?
No.
Ma'am, you're going to have to step out. Who do you think you are, Dolly Madison?
They have like my records and had an MRI that
Stevie
I had
Wonder.
From.
All your records.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm not making this easy. So is it weird to go into a facility that is, you know, pre-pandemic designed probably to be a medical factory and you're the only patient for a whole day?
There was one other person there, but to see a different doctor.
Okay. But I mean, did it feel like, did it have that creepy, haunted, abandoned amusement park vibe?
No.
Okay,
there
good.
Was so many, there were so many staff people. Each person did a different, like they had the CAT scan person. And then there were three people who do just the digital, it's not impressions, but they take like.
Ed Sullivan. And now John Wayne. Really, really big. No, I understand.
You would just, so that they, while I was there, they made a 3D print of my head. my like
and,
my
and these are available at cakeandcookies.com. So you get there at 7. How long before they actually like and they temperature you and get you in? How long before they actually start doing stuff?
7:30.
Okay, and what's the first thing they did?
They start going through my history. Now you before I got there, the week before,
yeah,
I had to send in a 39-page intake form.
Wow, that's
that they had clearly,
right,
thoroughly reviewed.
Okay, so they you didn't hide things in there that, to see if they checked it?
No, no. But
your eyes are not two different colors.
It was great. It was like they clearly had gone through all of that, right, and then came into the room with me.
Armed. They knew they were armed with information.
And I had my records in hand, including an MRI that I had done in March.
Okay.
So they're talking to me and they're asking me all of these questions. And they say,
hold it. In March, it had to have been early March because you haven't done any medical stuff since the pandemic really clamped down, right? Or was this a pandemic MRI?
No, this was I want to say it was like the first week of March.
Okay. So yeah, right before it. Okay, good.
Yeah. So they pull it up and they say, you know, we're not really going to take a deep look into this because we're going to do an MRI the way that we do them later today.
All right.
And this comes back into play.
I understood.
Okay. But while we're talking, one of the doctors is asking all of these questions. And then he says, how old were you when you injured your jaw?
Okay.
And I said, it happened in 2012. And he goes, no, when you were a child.
What?
Right. And I said, what do you mean? Funny you should say. I did have something happen, but I've never really put it together.
Right.
And in the process of this first like 2 hours together, it's something that has stuck out in my brain like crazy. To the point when I talked to my mom about it, my mom was just like,
it made sense. Yeah.
When I had my tonsils out, I was 7.
Okay.
And my jaw got stuck closed for about 2 weeks. Now, normally when you have your tonsils out, A, that doesn't happen, and B, you don't have to miss. I missed almost a month of school.
Wow.
So I was about 2 weeks and one of my uncles came to visit from Germany. And I was so excited because we wrote letters to each other. So this will play out in a second. I couldn't speak at all. I couldn't eat at all.
So what did you do? Do you remember having to deal with this?
Yes, 100%, because this is what happened. I am not the easiest child to deal with.
No.
No, I know. I got so frustrated that at one point I just like threw my head back and like ripped open my mouth and screamed.
Oh.
So badly that I passed out.
So why had it, maybe you can't even answer this. Why had it clamped shut? What had caused it? Was it muscle?
It was probably just dislocated a little.
Okay.
Or like slipped out of joint, which I guess is dislocated.
Yeah.
It was probably just stuck and needed like a
pop.
Professional
adjustment.
Well, instead I took things into my own hands. Oof. And
so why was it 2 weeks before something was done?
The doctors did give us, like, I had to keep putting, they thought that the muscles were just stretched so badly that I remember this. I had to keep putting hot washcloths.
Okay.
On my face and on my ear.
Wow.
So that, I don't know what else to say. Like, I remember it vividly.
Sure.
And then I still, even when I finally was able to go back to school, I had to, every couple hours, my teacher would like take me to the bathroom. We do the hot washcloth on my jaw.
Wow.
And he said, you were 7? And I said, yes, I was in the second grade. Yes.
It all adds up. Yeah.
And he said that makes sense. It looks like the ball part of your ball and socket joint at some point was broken off when you were a child. And the measurement, and he said, we'll find out more when we do our MRI. The measurement of the length of your jaw, like chin to ear on your left side, is much, much shorter than it should be. So your growth plate was damaged.
Wow. And no one thought to put that together until now. That's crazy. That's nuts.
Crazy. So within the first like 2.5 hours of me being there, there's this like giant light bulb.
Yeah. And can they fix that?
So, Dan, you're going to have to help me with this part. I'll turn you back up. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Von Herman.
So they said, so I'm just going to skip through a bunch of things and then we'll come back to another part of the diagnosis.
All right.
I'll give you the basic diagnosis of my jaw issues.
Jaw.
I do not need, nor would they recommend, a jaw replacement.
Okay. That's Phoebe, good news, Phoebe, right?
Phoebe, tell them why. Tell them why. Tell them why.
Too young.
I'm too young.
Hey, there you go.
Thank you.
Awesome.
If there's anything we're going to take from this, it's that I am too young.
They tried to tell us we're too young.
But it's your jaw is your most used ball and socket joint of your body.
Okay, that makes sense.
So a replacement has about a 10-year shelf life.
Okay, so
I'm 42.
I'm adding up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be they'd have to unscrew the dryer and get back in there.
Oh my gosh, shoulders, everything, yep. All the way in.
Yeah, so you don't want to do that.
Turtles all the way down.
So you don't want to
shoulders all the way in. It's yeah. So they would like to do, and when I say they, I don't mean like doctors in general. I mean they, as in the two doctors,
okay.
Dr. Shaw and Dr. Piper. They would like to do fat grafts on both sides of my jaw.
And you need me to be a donor.
If one more person says that to me, my mom even took it one step further. It was like, well, I don't care if your friends are saying it. We're probably compatible.
I think a lot of fat is compatible. We're not looking at A positive versus O negative here.
Right.
Just lard.
Like, they can take my own. They actually take it
okay,
from.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they take it from, he said, your belly above where a C-section would be as a person who does not really know. I'm
yeah, so I was going to say, not the most helpful analogy for you, but.
Not for me. So it's cool.
That's fine.
And then the most that they can put in is about 5 millimeters.
Okay.
They would want to do about 4.5 millimeters on the left side, the bad side, and 4 on the right side, which is my good side, which isn't great.
No, yeah, even the best is not so good.
The big thing that we have to do now in preparation is I've started a vitamin and supplement regimen.
All right.
Because the damage has been so bad for so long. On the right side, the really bad side, it's like a tiny little twig of a bone. Barely.
Oh, so it's just barely holding on. Barely holding on.
It only has about 40% bone density.
Okay, so it's it's like a candy cane that's been sucked all the way down.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's actually what, because they showed us pictures and everything. That's kind of what that's what it looks like.
That's not good. So they need to work on building that up as best as they can.
So that's why, and I know I've said this to you offline. I don't know if I've ever said this on air. It feels like the one side of my head is holding everything together.
Okay. And that, yeah.
And that's because it is.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
Trust your body.
What am I missing, Dan?
That's pretty much the gist of it on that stuff.
Yeah, on that stuff.
So they just go in, I imagine, like a micro incision and inject the fat? Is that how the procedure works?
No, it's a big open.
It's a big open one. Okay. Sorry to hear that.
It's a big. That's okay. It's going to bankrupt us. 100%.
And you get braces.
Damn it, Dan.
You get braces, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be cute.
For 9 months.
Only 9. That's it.
And they're instead of like having you wired shut.
Yes.
It's the elastics, top to bottom.
So you'll actually
hold your mouth shut.
Like a ventriloquist dummy. Hi.
So,
How are you?
Yeah, so we have a phone appointment on Wednesday to go over sort of the timeline of like how long it's going to take to build up the bone density and to, you know, to do all of that.
Did they ballpark it for you?
No, they can't do
that. They can't, okay.
This was just the day of.
All right.
What was really, really cool was he took the 3D print of my teeth and jaw,
right,
all of that, and put it in this little contraption, for lack of a better word, and could turn it to give that like 4 to 5 millimeter space
okay.
that they're going to put in.
Uh-huh.
And the way that it did it, it made the teeth line up.
That's so neat. That's
because,
really
like, my
neat.
My teeth don't line up right now. They're just like loosey-goosey. Yeah. I don't know where they're supposed to bite down or anything like that.
Well, it's like, hey, you don't have anything to chew.
And it, right. So, He brought it up before I did. The third question
okay.
of my list was, what about my career?
Right, right.
And he brought it up before I did. Dr. Piper brought it up. And he said, our goal is to salvage your career.
Well, this is what we've been trying for 5 years.
Yeah. Well, but he said the closest we have to you at this point is musicians. So that's, we're going to treat you like a musician.
Excellent. Well, I mean, if he's sensitive to that, that's awesome.
He brought it up. I thought that was insane.
And if your voice is different, that'll be me exciting. Whoa.
I'm going to, if I don't come out of this sounding more and more like Dude Walker, I'm going to be pissed.
I think you're going to sound more like Dolly Madison. Who saved the White House? Bucket Brigade, you know.
Bucket Brigade!
That's right. You know who would not be able to fix your mouth? The British. Nope. Too busy attacking Washington, D.C.
Well, not exactly known for their teeth.
Listen, let's not kick them while they're down.
I shouldn't have.
I know. They got the pandemic mouth.
Okay.
Got a bad case of pandemic mouth up in Piccadilly Square.
The thing that was crazy to me, and you might have to ask a lot of questions for this,
all right.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. The Google machine doesn't help a whole lot.
Right.
It really comes down to like what they have.
If you're a once in a lifetime, one of a kind specialist, Google can't help you because the information's not out there.
Exactly. Okay. So there is a I don't want to call it like a syndrome. It is a syndrome, but
okay.
It's called CRPS. It's a complex regional pain syndrome.
Yes.
And it is mostly associated when you get an injury to your appendages.
Okay.
And it has to do with the nerves being damaged and misfiring into different parts of the body.
Is this like when people get their arm cut off, but they still think they can feel their arm?
No.
Because I think that's pretty cool.
That is really cool. But this is more like you break a finger, but your pain hurts into your elbow.
Okay, yeah. Okay, because everything's connected.
And then there's also been things where, like, if you broke your right arm, where the nerves can get so sort of confused that your left arm will hurt.
Okay, I can see this.
So it's just a.
This is called CRPS.
CRPS.
Right.
So the actual doctor discovered in the early 80s that this isn't limited to just your appendages.
Okay.
I think he said he was like in his residency or something, and this is what he was doing he kept seeing these patients,
right,
knowing that as a medical doctor, he was going to focus on disorders of the jaw and face and trauma, blah,
okay.
blah, 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 and figured out that this was something that actually could happen, not just in an appendage. Okay, so I went in with them and me. This wasn't anything like really on the radar. But about, I think my MRI was like at 11:30.
Uh-huh.
And it lasted about an hour.
Okay, so 12:30. is when it ended.
I was in so much pain after the MRI.
It's noisy in there, isn't it?
Well, I had to hold little wax bites.
Oh, they're shaped like soda bottles filled with syrup? Delicious. No.
They had taken like little teeny tiny wax impressions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost looked like chewed up gum.
Okay, yum.
And then I had to hold them like where they fit in my teeth.
Right.
Hold my jaw a certain way.
I understand.
And then the last thing that I had to do for 20 minutes of the hour long was I had to hold this piece of plastic between my front teeth that like stretched my jaw all the way open.
Okay.
That's not fun for me.
No, I can imagine.
So by the time I was done with the MRI, I go in to get the CAT scan. Thieves. Get yourself ready. I know you've been waiting for this.
You go into the CAT scan.
You ready?
Sure.
Okay. So at this point, like, I've met a bunch of the staff. I've spoken to many of them on the phone because there's not just the 39-page intake. Like, they call you and interview you, and then you go through all this stuff. So Tennille takes me in to get my CAT scan.
Tennille?
Go for it.
CAT scan and Tennille.
CAT scan and Tennille. Sorry, Dan, if you're not going to take your joke, because like halfway through.
Oh,
the
was
day,
that his?
He teased you when he wouldn't say it.
Dan.
You gotta keep up, babe.
Well, that's when I knew that you were not feeling good during that, because I made that joke that evening and it did not come to you. So I knew you were off your game.
He actually said, wait, are you meaning to tell me that you got a CAT scan by Tennille? And I was like, oh, my God.
So great. So Dagga is back.
The dated reference, then.
Hey, by the way, I think that song might be from 1976, which was a leap year.
Love.
Love will keep us. Be a good karaoke record for us.
So Tennille is talking to me while she sets me into this chair thing.
Right.
And she's like, are you okay? And I said, absolutely not. I'm really, really sorry, but I'm in a lot of pain.
Okay.
And I almost started crying.
Oh, dear.
And I'm strapped into this, like, Star Trek The Next Generation chair with this strap around my forehead. And the CAT scan machine's about to start spinning around me. And I'm like, I'm in so much pain. And she's like, oh, okay. And which is not comforting.
Right.
But sort of comforting. Like, she's okay, well, we're gonna do this, and then I think we might need to change the direction of your appointment.
So the problem is she recognized the fact you were in pain but didn't make any immediate corrections.
And there's a reason.
By the way, 1975 for Love Will Keep Us Together.
You were so
not
close.
A leap year.
Year before the leap year.
That's right. You're getting ready to leap.
It was Spring has sprung.
That's right.
But just barely.
Just a bit, my good man.
Like a little bunny, but not a rabbit.
So you're in pain. You're in the MRI.
So she says, okay, well, we're going to change things a little bit. She takes me across the hall to another exam room. And she says, can you tell me where your pain is? And I said, I don't know. I don't understand. It's usually on the right side of my head. But the left side of my head hurts so bad. I don't know. And I was beside myself. I haven't been this bad in a long time.
Well, it's probably a combination of the fact that they're beating you up and moving your jaw around, but you're also stressed.
Yes.
It's a bad day.
And at this point, she gets Dr. Shaw. And Dr. Shaw comes in, and he's almost not happy. I don't know the word. He seems like... I'll explain what happens, and then you tell me what you... Because it's not that he smiled.
Okay.
But his eyes lit up a little bit.
It says to me, from what you've said, the fact that you are in such pain indicated a clue to something he needed to know.
Yes.
Aha!
It was a Murder, She Wrote moment. There you go. I have been looking for this for like a week and a half now.
Mm-hmm. It's a Murder, She Wrote moment.
It is. The popcorn is going to do 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 do. So the whole thing.
Was it done?
And he says, okay, can you point to where your pain is? And I said, No.
You know what I would do?
I don't know. I don't understand. I can't.
It's a great setup. I would have pointed to Tennille.
So he says, okay, we can narrow it down. I said, it hurts all the way down into my arm.
Okay, yeah.
It's gonna fall out.
Mm-hmm.
My clavicle?
Sure.
Like right here, above my heart hurts. Not my heart, but like.
Location, not from within. Yeah, yeah.
All of this hurts. And he says, okay, is there a specific point where you think it's radiating from? And when he said that, things kind of clicked for me. And I said, oh, I have two. Right here at the base of my skull.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I was like, right in front of my ear, like if someone's sticking a needle.
Right.
And he said, okay, we're going to talk about nerve blocks.
This guy's smart. This is great.
So, and I'm sweaty.
From pain,
The whole left side of my face is bright red.
You're a little red right now.
I know. So one of the symptoms of CRPS is called red, white, and blue, patriotic.
Dolly Madison.
Yes. So it's either red or things get very pale or they turn blue.
Okay.
And for me, I turn red.
Look at that.
And it's just on this one side of my head. Like the other side looked normal.
Looked like a slice of cheesecake.
Right? So he goes ahead and he's like, let's go ahead and talk about nerve blocks.
Right.
And if this works, then this is a diagnosis of what we call CRPS. And we'll talk more about this if this works.
We have your diagnosis. I love this song. I'll just play it to the end. Won't be long. Yeehaw! Almost there. Vote Madison, 1816.
Bucket Brigade!
Dolly Madison. Stupid bitch.
So while he's talking about this, Tennille is like pulling stuff out of cabinets and setting things up. And
so not just making a mess for a mess sake, she's actually preparing.
She's prepping.
Good. She sticks.
And I have to like turn my head to the side. And I have to turn my head to look to the right.
Uh-huh.
They're working on the left side of me.
Yeah.
All of the stuff they have is I'm looking right at it. Woo! I do not get nervous about needles or anything
sure.
like that. And the first one was to numb the area.
Yes.
Of my jaw, like right in front of my ear, the uh-huh. actual joint.
So for that, do they use like a Novocaine or a Lanacane or some sort of Citizen Cane, something like that?
Citizen.
They use a Citizen Cane. That's for really fat people that need blood.
I'm pretty sure it was Novo.
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 Novocaine.
So, you know, and it's, and then.
What are the protocols of Novocaine?
I don't know. So then he reaches for the second needle, which is like the medieval, like the, it's metal.
Yes.
The syringe is metal. It's got like a tube in it.
It looks like the tools that they used to save the Joker's face in the Michael Keaton Batman movie. I know exactly what
you're
describing.
It had a needle so long, I thought it would come out the other side of my face. I'm not, I was like, oh, so I just closed my eyes. I didn't know what to expect. And I'm in so much pain. I didn't care.
Right.
But he starts.
Well, you already had the Novocaine protocol, so you're probably a little feeling a little funky on that side of your face anyway, right?
Right. I can't feel the initial stick.
What are you, the Weeknd?
Of this thing.
That, for me, is such a current reference.
And it's not, but it is.
But for me, it is. I mean,
right.
It's really great. It's only about a year and a half old, maybe two.
Longer than that.
Really?
Time has stood still.
Time. Well, it's pandemic. That was a pandemic pun.
So I can feel, and he says, okay, you might feel like there's going to be warm water in your ear. There's not. I assure you. and it's more like burning. And then I relaxed. And when before it started, Tennille had asked me what my pain level was at, and I was like solid 6-7 on the left side, okay. Probably a 5 on the right side, but I can't deal with what's going on the left right. side. And she said, that's a lot of pain. And I was like, I know.
Yeah, no, Sherlock. That's why I said 7.
And I was immediately, he was like, where are you? And I said, 2-1.
So he used the big medieval needle to block a nerve. Yeah. Wow. And he got it like on the first try?
It was immediate.
That's a great doctor.
And that tells them that I have severe nerve damage.
Okay.
On that side. And that also tells them why when I kept saying that my pain is on my right side,
uh-huh.
One of the, I guess, symptoms is that you can't locate the pain because your nerves are misfiring.
It's not
so
giving you a true,
crazy,
it's not
so
giving
bad.
You, not giving you a true representation.
Yeah. I'll be like, oh, my wrist, I need to pop my fingers.
Yeah.
Like, it's just everything on that side of my body is misfiring.
That's wild.
Isn't it crazy?
I'm so pleased that he was able to have his aha moment, mm-hmm. and find it, and then provide nearly immediate relief once she emptied the cabinets out. I mean, the needles don't come out by themselves, but
that has to make
you feel about 10 feet tall.
Yeah, yeah. Until I found out that it's actually it's not curable.
All right.
That's okay, though, because once we get, like, the fat, it's manageable.
Okay, that's what you need to say, yeah.
And you take away the actual place where the initial pain is happening.
Right.
It's going to create a lot of relief. And then they do have ways to manage it with, like, physical therapy and heat or cold. Unfortunately, like, the nerve block only lasts a little while. You can't have like a, is not a permanent
yeah
thing.
Yeah, but I mean, at least to me it says, and maybe I'm the undying optimist here, to me it says the fact that he was able to do the nerve block means he can get to the base of the problem, and that's what's going to help you manage it.
To me, it says I'm not crazy.
Let's not go too far with this.
No.
We have other
it's emotional because it's been a, like, I can't tell you where my pain is.
I understand, and that's so counterintuitive, because you want to, if you cut yourself, you put a Band-Aid on the cut.
Right.
But you can't do that if you don't know where the cut is.
Exactly. So it was a really emotional moment for me.
Have a sip of your drink. You need that right about now.
It's ice water, but okay.
It looks like grape juice.
Well, it's
It was wine.
Oh, look at this good man getting up to get me a Are you getting me a refill? Can I have one too? It's my man.
There he goes.
Nobody else's, just mine.
Just
him. All mine.
Well, that is, and then that night, did you drive home or did you have another night in the hotel?
No. So, because they did
that, you know what? Before we move on, I got to say, that's a revelation that I certainly did not expect. I am still. I bet. We've all been through this ride with you for many years now.
Yeah.
And the fact that you've made this sort of an advance on it is amazing.
And the fact that this was, the other thing is he did that and I had such immediate relief.
Yeah.
I still had pain from other places, which of course, because there's all sorts of other things going on. But that horrible, okay, I'm gonna have to leave.
Yeah.
I can't finish this day.
Right.
And, you know, we've had to pay all this money for an entire day with these doctors. And I got to the point where I was like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
After that, I was like, I can do anything.
You're absolutely in.
This is amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
And from that point, they did change the rest of my appointment. Like, I had this 2-page long itinerary of everything that I was doing for the day. And he said, okay, so from here on, we're going to switch things up a bit. And this is your new sort of itinerary, and like wrote different things down on my sheet. I'm still emotional. I mean, obviously.
I can tell.
I mean, just the fact that they said that they want me to be able to work again.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm not supposed to talk. I'm definitely not supposed to do a show.
This was not my idea, folks.
I know,
she made
I know.
Me do it. She made me do it. But she. You know what? Anything you're doing that is counterproductive to your jaw is absolutely offset by, I'm sure, what the mental alleviation of being able to talk about it is.
I'm on a roller coaster of emotions. I mean, A, they think they can. They were so confident. And the fact that they could show me how and to give me an actual diagnosis of what is specifically wrong with my jaw. Not just a blanket of this is what's wrong, but hey, this is what's wrong on this side.
Yeah.
This is what's wrong on the other side. And this is what we can do to fix it. I'm in.
Yeah, I guess you are. And I mean, not only are the doctors expensive, you don't normally need two nights accommodations to visit a doctor, but it was a leap of faith for you guys to go through this incredible multiple day investment of time. Thank God they gave you something to go with.
I haven't felt that kind of mental relief of somebody can help me.
Right. Well, yeah.
I mean, just the fact that they had the model, and this is what was really funny. So they let me, they let Dan come in for the the roundup of the day.
Uh-huh.
Because they are so COVID cautious.
Sure.
They put us in a little room by ourselves and teleconferenced over Zoom
from the same building
next door.
Yeah, crazy.
So two doctors, the PA, and then Tennille. And then what was really, really funny was at one point Dan and I, they've got like the big screen where they're showing us like this 3D image of a skull and showing like how they measure the jaw and where the disc is. And they're like, well, you don't even have one on this side, so we can't tell you how we measure it. And then on the other side,
yes.
So they're going through the whole thing. And then I realized like it's my name in the bottom corner. And I was like, that's not like some generic thing.
That's you.
That's my face.
That's great.
And then when they held up the actual
3D printer, yeah.
I don't know what you call that. Model?
Rendering, I guess.
Rendering of my face, and then showed how they would create the space. Mind-blowing.
I guess it is.
I have to do it.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get to keep the rendering?
I would have asked. I should have asked.
Well, I mean, you'll be seeing them again. And if so, which of your many hairstyles will you put on it? For now, you have a longer hair, but shorter hair is nice too.
I don't know. I do know I saw like some of their patients, they think that they had the same things done and they had little bits. Not all the way up the way that I had my head shaved for the one.
Yeah, I remember that.
But just like little stripies above the ear.
Well, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about it. You could change it. Change it up.
I'll be fine.
Plus, people will be looking at your braces, not your hair.
Jan Brady.
Marsha.
I have a boyfriend. His name is George Glass.
So, you have to spend 2 weeks down there for the surgery.
Sure.
Then you have to go back, I think, at 1 month, 1.5 months, 3 months. 5 months, all the way through 15 months.
All right.
And they made it very clear, like, I can't work.
Again, not a problem.
Right. I was like, well, funny you should say that. They brought up all of this stuff of, like, we want you to be well enough that you can wear headphones.
That's crazy. Just so smart, though. Just smart that they're doing
it. They brought that up before I got to my list of questions.
Yeah. So you had come with a prepared list of questions like a good patient should.
I did.
Good.
And that was one thing. I was like, oh, okay, well, that answers that question. And they said, oh, do you have questions? And I said, I did. And then I look, and Dan's sitting with me, and I have like my little notebook. And I said, okay, you answered that one. You've answered them all.
That's a good sign. I like that.
I don't have any questions. I don't know what to ask right now.
Well, speaking of questions, we don't have time to do questions.
No, this has been, I you know what? And if this is boring, you don't have to post it.
No, I think it's fascinating. I love the story. But I do have one thing as a former WJFK employee I need to show you. Mm-hmm. And because of that, Dan, your mic is keyed, I believe. I need you guys to pad for a moment, okay?
Okay. So, Biebs.
Yes.
While we were there, what did you find to be, other than myself, of course, the most interesting thing?
Just that they have a methodology of looking at things individually instead of, kind of like we were talking about the differences between correlation and causation, that, you know, they are looking at just because two things are happening at the same time, they're not causing it. You know, the two types of pain that you're having are coming from different places.
Wow, it got boring really fast.
What?
This show got boring really fast. I shouldn't have left.
Right, I honestly thought you were going to say something about my nose.
Oh, yeah, you have a deviated septum.
It's crazy. Like, my septum is so deviated.
How deviated is it?
It looks like a macaroni. Straight little...
You put a macaroni in your hat?
And I called it, yeah.
Well, that's what she called it.
So close, Dan. So close. They said, like, I have a crazy deviated septum.
You are broken.
But look how straight and perfect this little button nose is.
It's got, like, a perfect Elvis nose, and inside it's pasta.
But they said, like, my airway is perfectly clear, and so are my sinuses, which people who have injuries like I've had over the past life usually have some sort of sinus injury and everything.
That's the magic.
My nose, I was like, that's my nose.
All right.
That's insane. So, but that happened when I had the car accident?
Yes.
Speaking of WJFK.
Yes, good segue.
I hit my nose on the steering wheel.
Oh, that's when you, that's what you said, that it was the cover for your nose job. I remember.
Oh, I wish. I don't think I'd have macaroni in there now.
Yeah, well, it's not keto. So anyway, speaking of WJFK, take me out of it, all right? If there was one WJFK employee from the golden days that you would name a dessert after, who would it be?
John Pop.
This is what I discovered at Costco this week. I kid you not.
Are you kidding me?
They're popsicles called Johnny Pops.
What on earth? Look at that little man.
I know. It looks a little like John. Guys? Yeah. There's chocolate and there's strawberry. Strawberry.
Strawberry. It looks really tiny.
They are about perfect in size.
For those still listening, I'm talking about the Johnny Pops.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I just thought I would.
What a thing of beauty. Look at that.
Is that like a, just a, oh, that looks like it's got pieces of strawberry in there.
And fresh cream.
Strawberry? Oh, wait. You mean it's like filled with something?
No. It's strawberries and fresh cream in a popsicle format. Named after my co-founder of the Big Man Supper Club, the BMSC, not to be confused with CRPS.
No, the BMSC?
Big Man Supper Club.
Big Man Supper Club.
Founding members, myself, Chris Madzik, John Pop, and former Washington Redskins Matt Elliott. We've done a few dents in a few restaurants everywhere.
Was Cameron Gray not part of that?
He participated, but he wasn't a founding member.
I guess you couldn't fit more than four people in the car.
So go out and buy Johnny Pops.
You said they're at the Costco?
Where I found them.
I don't have a Costco.
Maybe you can get them online. JohnnyPop.com or GGordonLiddy.com.
I'm not sure that they would ship well.
Well, they would pack them in like dry ice.
Oh my God, can I tell you something? Okay, so you know how our beloved postal system is struggling right now?
Right.
Especially with people not so much like going to stores to shop, but ordering more. Like, it's,
well, they're taxed.
They're taxed.
Yes.
Not like the British and the tea.
Goddamn British. Did I tell you about the War of 1812?
You did, twice.
Oh, okay.
So they're strapped. So my sister, oh, God bless Odana.
Mm-hmm.
God bless her. So she bought like the home place where my grandfather was born. So she's got like an acre and she's been farming it and she's got chickens and now it's like everything. Like a coyote got into their chicken coop. And killed like all 20. Rob, why are you laughing?
Did he use a machine from Acme?
You mean an anvil?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't think so.
So it's not a cartoon. It's real life. No. I'm sorry. I'm going to go back to my popsicle.
Johnny All Pop. 20 of her hens.
Oh, no.
Well, I guess she had 19 hens and one rooster, but the rooster, she wasn't supposed to have a rooster, but you don't know when you get the chicks that they're necessarily.
Doesn't there need to be a rooster around to inspire laying?
Look, she's the one that's farming, not me.
All right.
I don't know.
You're dismissing yourself from this awfully quick.
God bless her.
Yeah, bless.
She lost all of her chickens.
I'm sorry.
So you order chickens, chicks, little chickadees, by mail.
Of course you do.
They come in a box. She was telling me about
the great taste of chicken. It comes in a box.
She got like a box of chickadees and only two had made it.
Oh.
And then I saw an article. I can't believe I'm laughing about this.
No, it's not funny. You know what you are? You're a monster.
I am.
You're a monster.
I know. And by the time it's all over, I'll be like Frankenstein. Oh, my God. Did you spit out your Johnny butt?
No, I'm fine. I never
Are
lost
you
a
sure?
bite. Yeah.
So, I forgot what I was going to.
You
oh
went
my
the
God,
whole show.
It long. Write it down.
What the hell? The f***ing British.
The f***ing British.
All right. I'm sorry. So that's not a very good success ratio for chick mailing.
Well, I saw literally 2 days later an article. You know, I go to the Google News and all right. the different things pop up. And I'm like, were they listening? Did they really yeah. know? There is an actual article that about the Postal Service. But it had a picture of chickadees in a box. And about how, like, people are ordering their chickens and they're not making it. And I was like, I thought it was just limited to my poor sister.
No, why can't we focus on the positive, the two that lived?
I know. And then I sent her a picture of chickadees where someone had taken little cupcake papers and cut little holes in them and then stuck them around the chickadees like they were wearing dresses.
Well, that's just cruel.
Like they were having a promenade.
Did that help?
Chickadees definitely square dance.
But I just gotta know. When you told her about the chickadees wearing the cupcake wrappers, did it help? Did it elevate her mood?
Well, I sent it to my mom, too. And my mom's response was, "Oh, I have a whole canister."
Yeah, and your sister's response was, "Ooh, I only have two chicks."
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not show off, Mom. Blabbermouth. I'm glad that you got good news this week. I'm glad we spoke.
I'm sorry it was so boring. Like, the most boring show yet.
Well, you know what? We'll need this for when we put together the huge insurance claim.
Oh. I seriously.
No, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it.
It's not, insurance doesn't cover it.
Wow.
And then forget the travel. I have to be there for 2 weeks and then go back every month.
Get a job there.
I can't get a job.
That's true.
What voice was I? That was my Muppet voice. If I have a Muppet voice.
It's time to go. Put those questions in Tupperware. They'll keep.
They'll keep. I'm sorry. I dominated.
I loved it. I loved listening to you.
It was amazing.
And I'd love to say hi to Tennille.
I wanted to hug people on my way out.
Can't do that. Pandemic, nope. Broken jaw.
Do
whole
I
deal.
High five? Do I hug? Nope. You just have to go.
Dolly Madison was a great hugger. It's in all the books.
Have a great week, everybody. Will you see you next time? I'm Cake.
I'm Cookie.
So long, everybody.
Toodaloo.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Damn, Mama, got my head gear on.
You wake up.